South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the Morning Team, and it's time now for our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
And good morning to you, and I'm here, and you can still at least see me on YouTube live on WHD Radio, so you know that I actually am still here. And what are you saying? What do you mean he's not here? Well, you know, we're talking about the future and the rise of AI, and we know that this is going to impact every business and every career, including this one, David, I guess, right?
Exactly right. So the rise of the robot DJs, how is this going to really affect us? I don't know.
Well, this is kind of interesting, you know, because it's been, obviously they've had for radio for a while with ways to achieve, they've had like automated, you know, they'll have a computer run things, just playing music and recorded liners. And then other ways they've done it before is where they have a person, you know, like in an hour, they call it the voice track, and a human would record, you know, what would be like a 5 or 6 hour show, 4 or 5, 6 hour show all in less time. And they're not really there to answer your phone or you know, to answer the phone or take requests. But it would be a human doing all of that, you know, as far as programming it or voicing the liners. But now the AI can do the show, I guess, live and in real time, right?
Exactly right. Some of these DJ, robot DJs are actually reading the news. And obviously, they're getting it from the internet, unless you're sitting with a newspaper. Some folks just really think it's better than having a human being doing this. But, you know, let's break it down. So on the plus side, AI DJs never sleep, can never call in sick, and you can tailor the content to your taste. Now, that's going to be what's important with this in the future. Mm-hmm. You can have your own radio station doing your own type of music. Mm-hmm. But there's the flip side. You know, what happens to the human touch, the banter, the quirks, these types of things that you and I do, and the locals' labor? Can a machine really replace that?
Yeah. I mean, can a machine really talk about working at Caldor in Pembroke or growing up in Hanover and having a long coat that kids made fun of in the fifth grade? No. And I've always felt at some point, I understand. I think it comes down, basically, as you said, with all of these jobs, the cool thing is for the person that runs it or maybe owns it. I mean, it's got to be about, I don't think for most of these there'd be an advantage in terms of just saving money. But a lot of these jobs, it's like, okay, I don't have to pay health care. You know, I can save on, you know, all of this stuff. And you're right. You know, I mean, how can you beat somebody that doesn't, you know, call in sick, or you never have to find a fill-in? You know, that's the kind of problem in radio. You know, you can't just have not at my desk. That's what I've told people before. You know, you can't call in sick to this job. I mean, you can, but you need another physical person to do it. But maybe not in the future.
In the future, yeah, you're probably going to have the radio DJs or the robot DJs who are not going to be a problem. And you're right about the cost involved. So I'm very sure that being a robot DJ is at least as costly initially as it will be to have an actual human being, or a human being is doing the DJ work.
Yeah. I always wonder, I mean, part of the up in the air talk is really, you know, eventually it comes down to AI is amazing. I'm not going to say it isn't it. I'm not going to say that, you know, we don't use it in some way or embrace it. But at the end of the day, you always wonder, again, the joy and creativity, you know, why are we here? You know, I mean, do people, and if you want it, if the marketplace really wants that, but if they want live radio, I always feel that there'll probably be someone that will offer a different product just to compete in the marketplace. And, you know, the CEO of the big conglomerate, even though they, you know, they get a lot of news. I'm sure you've heard of iHeart. They own a lot of radio stations, and they do cut costs by letting people go a lot. The CEO said, the quote, people want media created by humans. And he said that if you have too much AI, it could erode listener trust. So, I mean, there's a guy that obviously wants to make money. He's going to use it. But, you know, at least I don't know whether he believes it or not. But it sounds like, you know, he's saying that maybe they wouldn't use it totally.
Yeah, and it's probably what he means today. But what's going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years, you know? So, you know, what do the listeners want? We need to know where to draw the line here for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, if the marketplace wants it, I mean, I'm always the guy that says let the marketplace decide. So if you guys want, you know, or just enjoy the taped person or the automated person, or maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe you can bring back some of your favorite personalities that are dead. I don't know. Maybe you could clone me. I think what they did out in Portland a few years ago was the Ashley, where they had, they cloned her voice. Listen to a little bit of a clip, David. Here's the clip. See if we can play that. We don't have that. No, we do. Okay, there we go. Can we play the clip, please? All right, there we go. If only I had AI, David.
It's French.
All right, spot the difference between this voice.
Hi, it's Ashley Z on Live 95.5.
And this one.
Hey, Portland, it's AI Ashley on Live 95.5.
AI Ashley is the newest radio voice in Portland, Oregon. And she's artificial, a product of Radio GPT, the voice cloning cousin of Chat GPT.
Now, that was a couple of years ago. They started that out in Portland, and I think so they based it on a real DJ, and they use it for, you know, to when she's not available, or they use it, you know, to extend her shift or to do different things. But I was told that she can even answer the phone and interact, you know, with callers to do contests and everything, right?
Yeah, they're not just hosting now. They're writing music, they're creating art, and even producing podcasts. So.
But would you have a talk show? I mean, could you imagine discussing the issues of the day? I mean, could there potentially be an AI talk show host and a human would just get up and they would? I guess people are doing that right now, right, with their chat GPTs. Having these wonderful conversations. I don't know. I mean, it's crazy, you know, and you're right, you know. I mean, maybe we could have, hold on, here's another one.
I'm Stephen Smith, WATD News. Today is election day in the city of champions as Brockton will choose a new mayor.
Let's choose a new mayor, but that's okay. That one's probably a little bit weak, but they're getting better, I know. That's the free version. But yeah, no, they're pretty good. And so, yeah, I mean, you could have somebody write all this stuff up, or it could take it off of a website, I suppose, and read it, right?
Exactly. That's where the GPTs actually get most of their data is off of websites. They're just downloading stuff and hopefully getting it right and not giving us too much misinformation. But let's go over, take one step back to AI Ashley. Mm-hmm. So now they're using her voice. If this continues to go, is she going to get some type of monetary reward for having a voice clone?
Well, I was wondering about, I assume there's some kind of, and I didn't read the story when it came out, but I would suppose that there must have been some agreement, right? Or I don't know. I feel like it'd almost be like training your replacement in a way, if they had no catch at all. Like, Ashley, we want you to read a couple of these lines, all right? Say these words, and then, you know, in a couple months after that, and then they didn't have her anymore. I would, you know, hopefully there would be some agreement in place, but doesn't it seem like that? Yeah. But I don't know. But, I mean, if I had an automated version of me, if I had the flu or something, you know, you could read the traffic just off the database, I suppose, and sit here and interview David. Maybe people would like that. I don't know. Maybe David will be automated too. I don't. But then, you know what I'm thinking? You know, is it really that interesting to sit there and listen to AIs talk to each other? I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, this is the thing where, you know, it'll really be up to people to decide. But I think, you know, and you could say, you know, because you get that still, there are companies that, you know, listen, they're going to cut everything possible right to the bottom line. But then you see other companies, you know, that spend on, you know, you could say, for example, I mean, I know Market Basket's going through the changes, but they have a philosophy where they have no automated checkouts. That's just because they want to do that. So I think there'll always be live radio in some form as an option. But, you know, whether that's, you know, few and far between, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is actually going to be the end all be all for free FM radio. But we'll see where this actually goes. Personally, I think that we still need human beings pushing buttons and talking to us.
Yeah, no, I would think so. I would think so. But it'll be interesting to see. And I am impressed by the technology. I will say certainly that has improved quite a bit. And it's pretty almost, you know, perfect at this point in some ways. I think there are many people that would be fooled. I know there are some of you that can tell the difference, but I think it's come a long way. Al was saying, too, don't forget Natalie Cole did a Christmas song with her father after he passed. Yeah, they did
exactly
that.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, they, you know, like the duet that didn't happen, but did through technology. So it's a fascinating topic. We're going to talk about it again for sure, and we're going to toss it around. David, where do people go to read the article?
go to axiomid.com and even get a link to that Radio GPT to see exactly how the whole thing's working today.
Ah, good stuff. David Snell at AxSmart IT in Wareham. AxSmart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a good day, Rob.
You too, David.